Valida, or maybe spelt Valida. Her color was orchid. A pet monkey and a Mercedes-Benz make the fable formidable, belie no better life. First up, in Barron's Harlem cabaret, then Maston, then Carter, hoofing insane, she shimmied herself to a top billing, her name on a marquee at the Sunset by 1928. And she could play. Satch heard her and was typically gassing. Boy, I never saw anything that great. She wore through tap shoes like lovers. Earl fell hard, so goes the story. But she wouldn't, or couldn't, stay put. After Europe, she looped back to him for a while, showgirls in tow. When the big war broke over there, she found her yen for swing kid cash hard to let slide. Stupid with small fame, she passed off her fine looks as diplomatic immunity, but got nabbed in Denmark by some tin-eared Gestapo gents who jailed her orchid ass. When she returned home, freed, in 43, Earl didn't recognize her. Withered. Tamed. More to his shame than hers. She tried to heal, married the manager who'd nursed her through, and did some shows, new films. But the new world had lost its color, her horn, its keen brass.